It's now time for our Royal Valley locker room chat here tonight on a KNCA. I'm Brandon Tadman. We got the head football coach. That is David Boucher. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Royal Valley, you know, they've played a difficult schedule this season, and that theme kind of continued last week, Coach. Number three, Hayden in Class 3A, 49-0. That final score, what'd you learn? What'd you take away from that game last week?
You know, we found a lot of good things. You know, got some guys in some new starting positions because of injuries and also just because they earned it through practice. One of those being our freshman fullback, Manny Olvera, has shown a lot of good things over the year. And we were excited to watch him be our leading rusher on 13 carries, I think, or 14 carries maybe. So we saw some things. We saw some good things. We got to make some good stops. It's just all about consistency against really good teams like Hayden or most of the teams in the Big Seven. You just have to be consistent. All 11 guys doing the same thing, executing at the same level every play. And when we did that, we had success against Hayden. And unfortunately, when we didn't, then they'd pop off big plays.
How are you feeling with two games left here in the regular season? You've mentioned some guys maybe moving around a little bit, getting some opportunities maybe that they weren't seeing at the beginning of the season. One, I guess, what's it like kind of seeing some of these kids grow throughout the course of the year? And then also, how crucial is it for kind of the success and the future of the program?
Oh, every day is a great day. And that could be cliche and people say that all the time. But if we really try to get 1% better every day, we put all of our energy as a coaching staff and as players into every day, every practice, every drill, every rep. And that's not, that's emphasized. Of course, that's not possible. I mean, you're going to have bad plays, you're going to have bad moments and bad days. But we really just try to stop it there and try to stop the negatives as fast as we can and get focused on growing again. So it's been exciting to watch every level. You know, our JV lost 25-22 on Monday to Hayden's JV and played a really solid football game. Our freshmen were able to get four games in this year, which was the first time in 10 years that Royal Valley's gotten a freshman team to play some games. So, like, we've had a lot of success at every level. Our varsity record isn't great, but with two games to go, we still have the opportunity to be successful and to grow and get better and compete against Jeff West and against Perry. And I think it will be exciting to see our growth be represented here this week.
Royal Valley, the big opportunity this week. They go to homecoming at Jeff West this week, Big 7 till, and a district matchup on Friday night. We'll talk about it after a timeout right here on KNZA. We continue on with our conversation with head coach of Royal Valley. That is David Boucher. It's brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Panthers off the loss to Hayden on the road at Jefferson West in the Big 7, also a district matchup. Coach, you got two teams here just kind of searching and fighting and looking for a win, just certainly hungry to get back in the win column. And I would think that you would probably get the best of Jeff West because they're just as hungry as you guys.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be they've circled this game for a while, and I think they're going to be hungry to defend their home turf, especially on homecoming. So we're just excited to compete, and it's another opportunity. You have to bring your A game every week in the Big 7. So, to us, it's just another game. So we're just really trying to hope to compete and do what we need to do to represent our community and play well.
What do you see from Jefferson West that kind of stands out to you?
Well, they do a lot of things. They do a lot of things well. They have big playability. They score was like close to a 65-yard touchdown pass over the top against Perry LeCompton for the first touchdown. I mean, they have they've got pop in their lineup, so to speak. And depending on which quarterback plays, whether it's one or five, and they scramble around, they make plays, they can do things with their feet, which it's always tough when you have to defend all 11 people. And when it's just a statue back there, it's really just kind of like 10 on 11 from the quarterback position. But these guys are more mobile and can do a lot of good things. We've seen that throughout the year. Riverside's quarterback's mobile, Riley County's, obviously, Carter Hike and Emo Central is one of the best players in all of 2A. And, Holton runs their quarterback and Hayden's quarterback was very mobile. Maybe, I don't know, outside of Carter Hike, he might be our second best player we've played. So many good quarterbacks that we've played. So they stack up right in there with those guys. very mobile, and they can make plays, and they can extend plays, and that could, you know, beat you over the top, and we've got to play disciplined, sound football.
Give us a few keys and expectations for this one on Friday night at Jeff West.
You know, we don't want to turn the ball over. We've got to control the ball. You know, we don't want to beat ourselves with penalties, which has been a problem this season. We keep getting better every week. We get one less penalty, I think, every week. You know, it's, you know, when you start the season with 13 or 14 penalties, you know, getting one less every week is, you know, we're still in a pretty high number of penalties. You know, we've been good about taking care of the ball in the last 2 weeks. You know, and so we got to do that. We have to limit their big plays. I mean, that's what it comes down. We got to make them earn everything down the field, and we've got to see if we can fire off some big plays on ourselves.
There it is, Royal Valley football coach David Boucher, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. They'll be at Jeff West on Friday night, Big 7 and district matchup here, second to last week of the regular season. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday.
Thanks, Brandon.